Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. I want to tell you what it was like 100 years ago. Well, actually, more than that. It was back in 1889. The news was, wanted, a teacher for Sleepy Hollow District. Salary, $10 a month, and board around. One who can administer discipline and chop his own wood. In February, it was reported that between 200 and 300 dogs have been shipped over the Great Northern by express from Eastern Points. This was done in the past 2 weeks, and they're bound for Alaska. Also, a secret meeting of Republicans was held in the house of one of the faithful last Wednesday, looking no doubt to the selection of a leader and to discuss important matters. Only prominent Republicans were admitted. Then Mr. C. H. Cole had quite an adventure on January 16th above Camas Creek on the lake. On that date, he and his little son were skirting the shore in a small boat when they spotted a cougar about 100 yards up the mountainside from the water's edge. They pulled to the shore, and Mr. Cole crept up to within about 15 feet of the animal, which was lashing its tail furiously, and he shot at it and missed. The second shot, however, was a center one, clipping the animal's heart and afterwards lodging in its spine. The animal weighed about 200 pounds, and it was all Mr. Cole could do to drag it down the hill to the boat. The really startling part of the performance was that Mr. Cole has but one arm and performed the feat with a .22 caliber gun. He said he had taken the precaution to hand his open jackknife to his boy to be used in case of an accident. Then in March, bring back those axes, doggone you. If the measly cur who swiped two axes from my woodpile last Friday night doesn't return them mighty quick, he is liable to get his feelings hurt. The only trouble with such a dirty sneak is he is so small that an honest man would not be able to see him without a magnifying glass. If you read this notice, you infinitesimal nit, just look at yourself in a mud puddle and see how small you are. And then trot back with those axes. Yours, Lloyd Pershall. In June, never within the memory of our most ancient fish liar has the trout crop been so abundant as now. A Siwash camp captured over a ton last week, besides what has taken by other fishermen. In August, Dr. A.S. Haley was called to Slate Creek Saturday, 120 miles to amputate a man's leg that had been shattered by a gunshot wound. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.